This is Spouting Off with Karen Cataline. She's a columnist, commentator, and sought-after guest on talk radio programs around the country. She has a master's degree from Columbia University and an operatic voice that can shatter glass. Here's your host of Spouting Off, Karen Cataline.
Good morning. It's a Friday, and this is show number 111, show number 111. It is, we're living in a Tom Clancy novel right here. I am your happy host, Karen Cataline. This is Spouting Off. If you'd like to join us and you're listening to the program live, please don't hesitate to call us at 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. A few housekeeping issues, which are, I am growing, and I want to thank all the listeners out there for your support, your encouragement. I mean, who knew, you know, that you can do this now because of the internet, which is the bane of our existence and also the joy. It's both, you know, it's a double-edged sword. But for people who do talk radio, and it does appear that podcasting seems to be taking over. I love terrestrial talk radio. Let's face it. I just love talk radio. And I'm beginning to branch out into syndicated shows and syndicated networks. Soon I'll have a really neat announcement for you, I hope. But in the meantime, I have had the pleasure of working with a variety of talk show hosts who have their own satellite networks, including the K-Star Radio Network, the Main Street Radio Network, where I fill in whenever asked. They don't have to twist my arm. And now we have a new sponsor to Spouting Off called the Colorado Citizen Press. You may have heard Chuck and Julie talk about them, and they were kind enough to give me a call and say, would you like to do a little bit of cross-germination collaboration and all of that? And I said, ow, twist my arm, why don't you? I love watching conservatives, liberty lovers blossom, find their lane, and plant their seeds, and then cross-germination. Well, there's an analogy for you. And thank you to Colorado Citizen Press. I want to tell you, it's on the front page right now on the Colorado Citizen Press, which is the Polis stopped evictions and now tenants are abusing his order. Gee, what a shock. What a shock that is. You know, whenever you have these blanket laws, and I'm not even remotely going to call that unintended consequences. I think everything we are watching are intended consequences. And I have you got to call it the monologue because it is. So anyway, go to Colorado Citizen Press for Colorado news. It's www.coloradocitizenpress. If you're interested in what's going on for conservatives in Colorado, that's the place to go. That's where I go, among other places. I have a rant ready for you, and we do have our guest on the line right now. So I think what we will do is I'm going to delay my little rant, and we're going to, well, we have 5 minutes, so we'll talk to our first guest and take a little break at quarter after the hour, whenever that is. We got started a tiny bit late today, but those of you listening on the podcast that's coming up afterwards, don't worry, it's still going to be an hour, one way or the other. We get her done. So our first guest is Victoria Reynolds, who is an economist, chairman of the Libertarian Party of Colorado. And by the way, if you're not in Colorado, we like to highlight certain things because that's where I am for local news. But so many of the things we do these days are happening and being franchised, I guess you can say, in 50 states around the country. So if we come up with good ideas here, then we like to spread them around. And of course, I do a lot of national news as well. Victoria Reynolds, I got to stay on point here, candidate for county commissioner in Douglas County. And she is a proponent of free markets, love that, civil liberties, oh yeah, and opposing tyranny in all its forms. Welcome, Victoria Reynolds, to Spouting Off. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Karen. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Well, it is a pleasure and an honor. Thanks for making the time. One of the reasons I wanted to have you on is because some weeks ago when the Denver gridlock event happened, many people credited, and of course it was a labor of love for a lot of different people who jumped on board, jumped on the bandwagon, if you would. But a lot of people said the libertarians took it almost immediately from Michigan. And tell us how you got that going and why you decided to do that.
Well, we started off with three friends and me saying we need to do something. We just have to do something because we watched as our liberties were being taken away. And we also watched as things began to change and the overreach of government became so great here in Colorado that we just had to do something. So started off with a Facebook event and it grew. It just grew.
And it sure did, yeah.
And it was not just us that ended up doing it at the end, you know. Several different groups joined in, and people were ready to make a stand to say, hey, our lives matter too. Our livelihoods matter too. Our freedom matters. And we can't have government, and I use the word government because I'm not one who will ascribe to, you know, this politician is evil and this one is not, but any kind of overreach by government is not okay. It doesn't matter who's doing it. It matters that it's being done.
Victoria, let's talk about that for a minute, because part of what I was going to talk about, and I will after, you know, in between my two wonderful guests today on Spouting Off, is this notion that the coronavirus, this is what I believe, this is my supposition, I'm perfectly happy if people disagree, it gives me a chance to argue with them. I doubt if you and I will argue, but my supposition partly is that this virus is being used as an excuse to impose really, truly socialist, communist agendas on this country, it is a takeover of the American free market system under the guise of a virus that's being used to terrorize people. What do you think about that? You think I'm off base? You think I sound like a radical Yahoo? What do you think?
Well, I've been called a radical Yahoo, so you know, what do I think? I think that when the Constitution was written, when the Declaration of Independence was written, there were viruses then too. There was a smallpox pandemic, to call it that, shortly after the nation started. And that did not preclude our freedom. It did not preclude our rights. So using a so-called pandemic that affects less than 1% of the population.
Oh, by the way, let me stop you for just a minute, because I did the math, and I am lousy at math, but I did the math, and this state of Colorado alone, after what we know is almost 50% of the deaths were in nursing homes, and our governor wanted to hide that fact, I came up with the percentage of deaths of what is attributable to coronavirus, which we already know. They've been trying desperately to up the numbers, and now we know why. You know what the percentage is? It'll knock your socks off. Point zero zero 2% of the population in Colorado currently have died from the coronavirus. Half of them have been from nursing homes where people do have a tendency to die. And they do have a tendency to die from flus and other things. And so this is why we're taking people's businesses away. This is why we're taking people's liberties away and imposing tyranny on them in ways that have never happened in our lifetimes, possibly in our country. Your call. You tell me what you think. Alexandra.
Victoria.
Victoria. Victoria. Why do I want to keep calling you Alexandra?
Because it's a cool name. That. I don't know.
I don't know. It's great. It's like, yeah. Anastasia, maybe. Okay, Victoria, what do you think?
Okay. Well, I think that we are definitely using fear tactics to take over. People don't learn from history. If you look at Germany pre-World War II, they were going to sanitation camps. And they were, you know, it's like, do we not learn from history? Are we going to now be taken into some kind of encampment if we refuse to wear masks or if we decide to keep our businesses open?
I reported on that. I did report on that yesterday on a show that I did for Keith Hansen of the Global Star Radio Network. And I will tell you, when this guy was caught, this is a guy called Dr. Levin from Ventura County, who was announcing that in all 50 states, they're going to remove people forcibly from their homes. And then after he was caught at it, said, oh, I was misquoted. I misstated. And if you watch that video, I've posted it all over my Facebook page. Go to my Facebook page, Karen Cataline. You will see I posted it. There's no way you could conclude that. And what I say is, when tyrants have told you what they believe and what they want to do, believe them.
Believe them, yes. Absolutely, believe them. That's what they want to do. It's not a secret. These are the
things. But he was dumb enough to lie.
Government,
doctor. But he was dumb enough to lie and tell us that they're going to hire 20,000 people to track everybody that we've been in contact with. For in Colorado, a 0.002%. death rate, that the danger is so minuscule, way less than the flu. I got only a minute left. Can you hang on?
Sure.
Very good. We're going to take a few minutes off the next break, just to wrap up with you and to have you talk a little bit about the Libertarian Party, not only in Colorado, but nationally. I happen to know maybe a little more than the average bear about the Libertarian Party. I was a Libertarian first, then I was a Republican. Now I'm an independent because I'm a talk show host. And so we're going to talk a little bit about the Libertarian Party, and I'm going to stop ranting about gazillions of things because I'll have my chance. It's my show. I love it. You're listening to Spouting Off here. We're going to take a short break. We're talking to Victoria Reynolds of the Libertarian Party of Colorado. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with a whole lot more.
Do you have a secret that's been bothering you? Have you been wondering if what you're thinking or feeling is normal? Is there someone with whom you've needed to clear the air, but you haven't been able to find the right words? Sometimes you need an objective, second opinion to help you see your problem more clearly. Ask Aunt Emma, and she'll help you move past what's getting in your way. She's a former therapist who is wise and caring, but instead of therapy, she'll give you terrific advice. It's free to ask Aunt Emma and explain your need, problem, or question. If you both agree, you pay only $1.39 a minute. It's anonymous, it's confidential, and you'll be surprised at how effective it is. You can ask Aunt Emma by going to facebook.com/askAuntEmma. There, you'll find her phone number and extension number. That's facebook.com/askAuntEmma. Ask Aunt Emma today.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
I love that funky bumper music, bumpy funker music. we were talking off the air, Victoria Reynolds and myself. We have 2 or 3 minutes to talk about what's the Libertarian Party stand for, and even a little bit about your campaign because you're running for some. So tell us about the Libertarian Party, how people can find you on the internet and elsewhere.
So in Colorado, it's lpcolorado.org. And nationwide, it's lp.org. That is how you can find us. If you look at our platform, you'll see that we are the party of freedom. All of your freedoms, all of the time. We are. We believe that individuals are the best judges of knowing how to run their own lives.
And even if they're not, they have a right to do so anyway. Even if they make mistakes,
correct,
they have a right to make them, I would add.
Right. We believe in that with individual freedom comes personal responsibility.
Yes.
You know, we have the right to do whatever we want as long as we are not physically harming anybody else.
And
we're also
go
responsible
ahead
for the consequences of our own actions.
Yeah, God, what a concept, you know? The world has a way of meting out consequences, and so does God if you believe in God, right? I was taking my dog for a walk, and I have a new motto: God, whatever you conceive him to be, gave us free will and personal accountability. We should never expect less from our government.
Exactly. And that's the reason why I'm running for county commissioner in Douglas County, which is where I live in Colorado.
Uh-huh.
I believe that we need to bring more freedom to the people, to let the people decide what to do with their own dollars, how to conduct
really
their own businesses, and stop government infringement.
So
and
perfect.
If we start at the local level, we can continue to grow at the state and national levels later.
Mm-hmm.
But
tell people how they can
local level because of that.
I'm sorry, we didn't hear the end of that. What?
That's the reason I'm running locally.
Great. How can people find your campaign, and how can people find the Libertarian Party either in Colorado or nationally? Give three websites if you got them.
So my campaign website is victoriareynolds2020.com.
Okay.
And people can sign up to volunteer, help donate, whatever they'd like. The LP national website is lp.org. So L is in Libertarian, P is in party.org. And the Libertarian Party of Colorado is lpccolorado.org.
So you know, it's too bad I didn't have... say that again. I'm sorry. I have a tendency to do that. I'm so sorry. You're going in and out.
LPcolorado.org.
Okay, good. You're going kind of in and out there. I just want to say, Victoria, and before I have to let you go, if things weren't so harried and crazy and our country weren't in such profound danger and distress, I would love to have the discussion with you, and I'll keep you in mind, to talk about the Libertarian Party and how... you're always accused of getting in the way of Republicans winning and, you know, that constant kind of battle between libertarians and conservatives, and on the other side, libertarians and the left. And all of that philosophically is fascinating to me, where libertarians stand on abortion and religion, religious freedom. I know where they stand. But anyway, we don't have the time this show to get into it. But just know that it's fascinating to me, and I love talking about that stuff. So thanks once again for that. That'd be great. Thank you once again for joining us, Victoria. And
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. Keep fighting, and we're glad to be fighting on the same side on this one, that's for sure. Great.
Thank you so much.
Well, we're a little off kilter here, but I'm going to just zone right in to what I wanted to open with. And it's funny because I woke up thinking about this. I woke up almost every morning these days. I wake up hoping that the current reality that we are living and watching is merely a bad dream. Unfortunately, I'm wrong every time. You know, I keep saying, well, you know, this, I would so like to go back to a time when I had a sense of, even a sense of security. And I, we're always giving that quote of Benjamin Franklin, but the sense of security that America is dedicated to personal and individual freedom and personal responsibility, just like Victoria, our previous guest, talked about. And yet, I never dreamed that I would see what I am watching today. And so there are so many stories I've been covering. I was privileged to do a two-hour special last week covering the Denver rally and protest and the May Day rally. And some businesses did open up and others got threats to shut down. Never in my lifetime did I ever see that we would have businesses working directly against the interests of the people, the interests of their freedom, their rights to prosperity, and the pursuit of happiness, and all of the things this country stands for, under the guise of a virus for which they are blowing out of proportion to the point of beyond hysteria. And it's amazing how everyday people are terrified of this virus. They didn't do the study I did, and it's not that hard to do. I'm not good at math. I never have been, really. And yet, 0.002% in Colorado. You can go to a COVID-19 site and look at the latest statistics. And yes, the numbers keep going up in deaths. Many of them are suspect. But even if you take the numbers they give you against the population, just to determine, so how many people in this state, in whatever state you're living in, and what's the death rate? Is it the bubonic plague? Is it the Black Death? Is it polio? No, it's not only none of those, but if this was such a deadly disease, and yes, it is deadly for a certain population, and so is the flu. The same population dies of the flu and a whole bunch of other things because they have low immune systems and they're 80 or they're 70 or they're not well. So while we're virtue signaling about how bad we feel that seniors are dying, they're dying alone because of bureaucrats. Don't get me started on that one. This social worker is horrified that elderly and senior citizens are being used as political pawns. Oh, we care so much about you. Just like, oh, we care so much about the children. It's all for the children. And yet, people like Governor Despicable Cuomo is sending people with COVID-19 into nursing homes, which infects the whole nursing home, and then people die. Those are the most vulnerable people. Everything you would do to protect people, the government is doing the opposite. And that isn't even what I was going to talk about. Okay. Our guest is on the line, but we're going to have to take her after the break, which I cannot wait to do. We have a wonderful guest, a business owner, and if she can hang on, until after the break. We will tell her story and we'll talk more about this. What I wanted to get to, because there are so many stories, and you can do the micro with a story like our next guest, who is a liberty lover and a business owner, or you can do the macro and you can ask yourself when you wake up in the morning, as I do, and you say, you know, this isn't a bad dream. This is not a Tom Clancy novel. When you wake up, or when someone sends you something from a Ventura Health Department unelected bureaucrat, that he's letting us know that he's going to pull people out of their homes. And I've got to turn that off. And that is like the first thing you're never supposed to do, turn off your phone. And I bet you anything, it's an advertisement. You're going to pull people out of your homes. And when Twitter fought back and screamed and yelled, he said, oh, I was misquoted. I was misunderstood. No, he wasn't. When a tyrant tells you what they're going to do, believe him. We were talking about that with our last guest, Victoria Reynolds. Here's what I woke up thinking. Karen, take a breath. We're seeing two historic and dramatic stories who are competing, intertwining, and maybe eventually even coalescing simultaneously. The unraveling and the unmasking of the deep state. I'm sure you're wondering, why don't I talk about General Flynn? This outrage of a man who was set up by the FBI. Did we all suspect that? Heck yeah, we did. But we have come to be a little bit cynical that any of it would ever come out in the wash and it would be exposed. Well, it is being exposed. Few people are paying attention, even to Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity and others who are reporting it. But this is the tip of the iceberg, ladies and gentlemen, of the deep state and what kind of corruption has been going on. Why is it always the people who grab for power are the most evil, the most insecure, and the most corrupt? The two go together. So that's the first thing, right? The unraveling and unmasking of the deep state. The second thing is this virus, a relatively harmless virus to most people, for which people either recover or they never have a symptom and never need an aspirin. And the death rate is 0.002%. And this virus is being used as a pretense to impose socialism and communism tyranny on a mostly unsuspecting public. Think about that. Those two things are competing for your news attention, but they, I submit, are related. They're having a little conversation, the deep state stuff being unmasked in an election year with this virus constantly grabbing the headlines so that we don't even know. Some people don't even know it's an election year. They think, well, how's it going to affect it? We don't know. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm watching along with you, and I will be, I'm off a little bit from writing op-eds. I'm off. I'm always accused of being off, but I'm off for the month of May because I'm going to celebrate my 1-year wedding anniversary, and I will be announcing that as to who's going to cover for me next week, but I'm not going to be doing a lot of writing unless I just can't stand it, so I can take a little break from the deadlines that I keep. But that being said, we're going to stay tuned to this juxtaposition of these two massive historic stories. And I hope you will stay tuned to Spouting Off. When we come back, we're going to have Susan Kochevar, a business owner and owner of a drive-in movie theater, probably the last one around in these parts. You're listening to Spouting Off, and I'm your happy and, oh my God, passionate host, Karen Cataline. Stay tuned. We'll have a whole lot more when we come back. This is Karen Cataline. Are you unsure if your current Medicare plan is still the best one for you? The annual enrollment period is right around the corner. This is the best time of year to review your plan and learn what's new. Anita McAllister is a licensed agent who will guide you through the confusing Medicare maze. Since 2011, she has helped many individuals and couples obtain Medicare peace of mind. Call her today at 970-515-6882 to set up a no-obligation, no-cost appointment. That's 970-515-6882 for Anita McAllister.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Cool bumper music. Welcome back to Spouting Off. I'm your host, Karen Cataline. I am delighted to have with us Susan Kochevar. She is a small business owner and activist, former chairman of the Colorado Republican Business Coalition, and as she likes to say, a regular Jill. I don't know what a regular Jill is, but we'll have to ask her. She owns a drive-in movie theater, just like the old days. I just love this. I think it's great. And it's in Commerce City, and she's owned it, since 1976. She grew up serving customers at night and picking up trash, cleaning the bathrooms in the morning, and now she owns the place. And guess what? Her business is closed like everyone else's. And we want to hear more from Susan and all of that. So welcome to Spouting Off, Susan Kochevar.
Thank you very much.
Well, it's great to have you. So what's a regular Jill?
You know, it's just like a regular Joe, just like an average person. I'm just the average small entrepreneur, small business owner.
Well, nowadays, I don't know if that's so average, given that a lot of people want bennies from the government, and they don't understand when you get bennies from the government, they want a pound of flesh. Tell us about this drive-in movie theater of yours. And so you've been working there and then owned the place from 1976. Tell us how that happened.
Well, my parents bought the drive-in in 1970, and I've been working there since I was 13 years old. Ah. And, you know, when my parents retired, I just took it over. I love the business. It's so much fun. When the sun goes down and there's a warm orange glow in the sky and people are...
You're breaking up there.
...teaching their kids to play ball. Oh, is it any better? Sorry.
Yeah, just keep talking into the phone there because we don't want to miss any word. Okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
So when those customers are sitting on their tailgates waiting for the movie to start and sharing stuff with their kids and teaching them to play ball, there just isn't a business like it. It's part of American culture and part of a community. You just don't have that anymore.
No, you don't. And right now, we have a leftist monopoly of power in the state of Colorado, including a very far-left state Senate, I've groused about it to my listeners a lot, and a very leftist governor who'd like everybody to think he's, quote, reasonable. He's even convincing a few Republicans of that, and I don't think he's reasonable at all. He's doing the bidding of the Democrat Party so that he can, he thinks he's going to run for president. He certainly has enough money to. And right now, although certain things have opened up and he gets to decide one man like a dictator, like an emperor, which businesses are, quote, essential and which aren't, restaurants, bars, and those kinds of places are shut down. So you're a movie theater where people sit in their car and watch a movie. Why are you shut down?
That's my question. You know, we even had a church that wanted to do Easter services, and the plan was for everyone to stay in their car, for the restrooms, get this, the restrooms to be locked and not serve any food items at all, and we were still told no by the health department.
And have you gotten any kind of, no, they don't have any reasoning. They're a bunch of unelected bureaucrat dictators, but did they give you a reason and a rationale why people sitting in their cars, it's somehow dangerous to do that?
No, they did not. They just flat said no. The pastor tried, but.
True. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, we're still shut down. Some of my customers really wanted us to open, and they went to the city that in which I'm located, Commerce City, and got a scathing 10-paragraph letter about why we were horrible and couldn't open.
Horrible. What did they say about you being horrible? I'm curious.
Well, they said some of the things that were said about us in about 2015 when they tried to shut me down before. They said my restrooms are terrible. We block the roads. My customers apparently are all thugheads and fight. Mm. Not any of this stuff is true. So
even if it were true, why do they have, if they don't like you, that's their prerogative. Why do they get to use the power of government to harm you and take away your rights to free commerce because they don't like you? I know that's such a naive question. Why is that? I think they do dislike you because you have been an outspoken lover of liberty. Am I wrong?
I think so, too. I think you're absolutely right. I don't think they like that at all. And this, you know, the shutdown, so the letter didn't really say a whole lot about the virus, just all this other stuff. So we're going to be in discussions with them about that here very shortly. Mm. But being shut down is, boy, I have absolutely no income. And my staff doesn't have income. I have a staff member who lost his home just before all of this, through no fault of his own. He's living in a greenhouse because he can't have any income to get a new place. And it's been closed the last 2 months. These people need to work.
Yeah, and for a virus, I must keep saying this because people just don't. It's hard to comprehend. In Colorado, a 0.002% death rate. They don't want to talk about the death rate. They want to talk about how infectious and contagious it is. But if something is contagious and it won't kill you, it'll be like a cold or a flu or even a bad flu or even a terrible flu, but that the recovery rate and the death rate is so profoundly minuscule. And you're going to make, in the state, in the case of Colorado, 6 million people suffer, lose their homes, like in the case of the winery owner who stands to lose her home in Colorado, like the beauty salon owner who now, you see, we have to get you as we have to do some fundraising for you because the beauty salon owner in Dallas, last I checked, they were raising $500,000 for her. So sometimes the squeaky wheel gets the grease. What we believe and what some friends of mine at MaydayUSA.org, that's MaydayUSA.org, are believing is that everybody needs to open up. They shouldn't have to ask permission from the government for their fundamental freedoms, including making a living, engaging in commerce, free travel, free association. And if you wait for all that to be adjudicated and do as you're told, you'll be destitute. What's your thought on opening anyway, maybe keeping the snack bar closed, which I think is outrageous. I don't think anybody should give in to any of this stuff, but I wouldn't presume to tell you how to run your business. Have you considered just opening and being the new poster child so we can raise you money and get you legal assistance, which is already being raised as well?
Well, yeah, I've considered that, and I'm no stranger to fighting battles, but one thing really concerns me in Colorado, and that is our state courts. We have activist judges, unlike Texas, so I'm I don't know how much justice we're going to get there. We'll have to take it, you know, to, on up the chain.
You know, Susan, that's what is so overwhelming. We aren't just David against Goliath. We're baby David against massive Goliath, which doesn't mean that we can't win or prevail. But it's overwhelming to me how many years they've been working on putting this stuff in place. And it, everywhere we look, from the medical community, which marches in lockstep and have been are in the health departments where they don't see patients anymore. They are just bureaucrats, and they also have a political ideology to all of these different areas, the legal profession and the judges and everything. It's clear to me that we're on a hanging thread. As we speak, as we broadcast this show, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, last time I checked, was in the hospital once again. And I think that's the huge fight that they're waiting for, because she's that seat is the key between which way this country goes. It shouldn't be. We shouldn't put that much power in the judicial branch to decide everything and to decide if we're a socialist or a free market country and we get to have our rights. But that's how the left has so far designed it. Your thoughts on that?
I absolutely agree. This particular fight we're in right now in the state of Colorado is going to have to be won in the battle in the court of public opinion. We have to get our messages out, our stories out, and help other people to see that there is indeed nothing to be frightened of. I keep telling people, you know, as you said earlier, offer a virus that most people survive and most people don't even know they have. It's much easier to protect the vulnerable.
Yes, you're so right. And it's so blatantly obvious. I almost wonder if the fact that it isn't deadly, you know, is a part of the crazy-making part of it, that people smart enough to ask questions and still have doubts are the ones that are going to be isolated and marginalized, as in Saul Alinsky rules for radicals. Do you have some closing thoughts, and we'll hold you over for the next break just to cover that, of business owners around the country? This is what's so interesting. We're very diffuse. We're all going through similar things. Those that are liberty lovers are feeling exactly how you are, or really identify with what you're going through. And yet, it's hopefully programs like this that connect people to each other. I'll just set up the question and give you a nice long chance to respond. There's also legal eagles who are getting together, ready to fight and protect business owners who are being prosecuted and persecuted, for that matter. And you're right, you are no stranger to that fight, and we know of you from previous fights. So, Susan, we're going to let you respond to that as to what you'd say to other business owners around the country when we get back. Can we do that?
Sounds great.
Okay, very, very good. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back with Susan Kochevar, the owner of the 88 Drive-In in Colorado. How many drive-in theaters do you have in your neck of the woods? God willing, she'll be open soon, and then you can come out to the 88 Drive-In Theater in Commerce City, Colorado, started in 1976. Wow. Karen Cataline, host of Spouting Off, we'll be right back. Stay tuned. This is Karen Cataline, host and producer of Spouting Off. Got an opinion, a guest suggestion, or a show tip? Follow me on Facebook or Twitter and let me know your thoughts. All you need is to know how to spell my name. It's the same on Twitter, Facebook, and www.karencataline.com. Karen is spelled the normal way, no goofy Y's or Q's, K-A-R-E-N, and Cataline is spelled K-A-T-A-L-I-N-E. Want more Spouting Off? You can find the complete archive of Spouting Off shows at www.karencataline.com. All my op-eds and blog posts are there too. That's www.karencataline.com. Thanks for listening, and if you have a moment, please spread the word about Spouting Off. I love talk radio. I've loved it since I was 14, just like Susan Kochevar loved the drive-in theater business, and I was in the theater. I was on the screen a couple of times, a few things. I love talk radio because you never know what's going to happen. And off the air, I was talking to my producer, Doug, and he asked a great question of our guest, Susan Kochevar, the owner of the 88 Drive-In Theater. Doug, our producer, asks Susan that question again so she can respond. And then she can go back to the question I asked before the break.
Well, thank you. Hi, everyone. Hi, Susan. I appreciate your plight. I know it's a difficult one. And I, you know, inside my head, I keep thinking, how is it that a person, a judge, that might make a couple $100,000 a year, $150,000 a year, can decide the fate of people who might make $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a year? It just doesn't make sense because they can't relate to the people that make that kind of income. I would rather see judges that, you know, make the kind, if they made the kind of income that the common man made, they would make decisions that benefited the common man. Your thoughts?
Well, isn't that just the case? They keep saying we're all in this together, but you have the judges who are still earning their income. You have certainly the governor of Colorado, who was the richest member of Congress. He has $400 million. We have county health departments and county commissioners who are all making six figures sitting and pronouncing to the rest of us that we must shut our business and go without income for 8 weeks. Small businesses are the engine of this country, and we are already 2 months underwater. And the loans and things that were offered aren't even going to cover the nail salon's first month of late rent. Those rents are, in a storefront, can be as high as $10,000 a month. The idea that that's even going to help is ludicrous. There just isn't enough money. And then they keep saying, well, we're going to, you know, phase into opening again, and the restaurants will be able to open and only use half of their capacity. Well, I'm here to tell you they can't make it. Certainly by the time you get going again and you send out your advertising, clean your restaurant, order your food, you're already so far in, it's better just to keep your door shut. And I'm in the same boat. Movie studios take almost all of my box office for the movies that they produce, and that makes sense. It costs a lot. They have to pay those people. I make my money out of my snack bar. I can't afford, you know, to be at half capacity or even keep my snack bar shut. These folks make these decisions, and they've never even run a lemonade stand.
Susan, I'll tell you what, when I hear you talk, and it is so heart-wrenching because, again, there's so many businesses around the country in the same boat, my head always goes back to the fact that this is not being done accidentally. This hard leftist socialist slash communist agenda, which Democrats and the leftists who control the Democrat Party, you know, too often conservatives want to attribute the very best of intentions to people who have no good intentions. I don't believe and will never buy the fact that these rich judges are simply ignorant and don't know what they're doing to small business. I think small business, free markets, religious freedom, The Second Amendment and all of our amendments are major threats to anything that is socialist and communist. We have watched this year after year after year as everything that are the building blocks of the great nation that Donald Trump wants to make great again have been under attack. And small businesses are just the most independent of all business. And I've looked at this. I saw this just a little while ago, and it was like, I mean, I knew it, but I don't think people get it. When you realize that the only reason they're after small businesses is because the big businesses, really big businesses, many of them have already been bought and manipulated. And what do you call the government control of the means of production? I bet you know, Susan. It's called socialism, fascism. It's called communism. The government wants to control all of them. So what are they going to do? They're going to. Why is it? And I got a whole list of 30 questions here. Why is it you can buy clothing at Walmart, but you can't buy it at a boutique? Why is it you can buy food at King Soopers, but you can't buy food at a small cafe? Why can you buy liquor at a liquor store? Because, oh, in Denver, in Colorado, all the pot stores are open, abortion clinics are open, and liquor stores are open. But if you want a cigar, or if you want to go to a bar and have a drink, you can't. Now, nobody can tell me that that's accidental, because that's just plain nonsense. Your thoughts?
Absolutely true. And we are in a very horrible position right now. I don't think a lot of people realize that we've already lost a good portion of our small businesses and even some large ones. As we start to open up, those businesses will not open their doors and those jobs will be gone. The unemployment numbers were out today and they are astronomical. I think there was something like 30%. I don't think people understand what that means and what it means to our economy, but going forward, things are going to be very difficult. Even we open customers, I don't think are going to have jobs or have money. Already, Wendy's has cut back on their meat because our supply lines have been so badly damaged.
Yeah. We've and they're doing it on purpose.
Open now. They are.
They're doing it
they absolutely
on
are.
Purpose. So let's see. They're making farmers euthanize cattle, and then they're importing cattle from Brazil. Is this an accident? No, it isn't.
No.
But here's the thing. I wanna end on a little bit. Well, we have a few more minutes, but on a more optimistic note, and that is my old thing about Gandhi. Not only are you on the front line, small businesses, business owners, anybody who loves liberty, who loves freedom, who loves personal responsibility and personal expression, we're all under attack. Anybody who doesn't see that, you know, part of our job is to help them see it, to take them by the hand and help them come into the sunlight where the virus is even less dangerous. When I see people walking in a park with masks on, I just grumble under my breath. It makes me so aggravated. I can't stand it. I took my dog for a walk this morning, and a person who didn't have a mask on goes around me, you know, by about 30 feet because she doesn't want to walk on the same sidewalk with me. The snitching, the shaming, all the things, there's nothing new under the sun. And I have totally lost track of what I was going to say. Because it's just a little bit of what's on my mind. Susan, let's go back to you, okay? Let's go back to you and your drive-in theater. What would you tell people who are struggling like you are, like the nail salon lady, like the winery lady? They're not all ladies. They're men, too. What would you tell them with their businesses? What do you think we need to do? I mentioned, wait a minute, one thing about Gandhi, and that is civil disobedience requires many, many, many people to follow suit and to do so quickly and with passion.
That's right. That's it. The perfect thing. What I recommend is rally your customers, rally your friends, write the governor, call the governors, call all of your local officials, get on all of their Facebook pages and push back. That is the only way we are going to get this stopped.
I, you're so succinct and perfect. And here's the thing, that despicable dictator of a doctor over there in Ventura County, who I hope he gets shamed. He deserves to be shamed. Frankly, deserves to be tarred and feathered for even what he said. And you know what? He's a right, has a right to say it, but in a position of power to let us know that what he's really after is to control people, to decide who lives where, to take people out of their homes by force, and then go and track people down they've been in contact with. I mean, it sounds like Soviet gulags. The only reason that he walked it back is because people were watching, people were listening, and they stood up and they put up major resistance. And we're going to have to do that, unfortunately, from now till Election Day, because they are not going to quit. They're not going to stop. And I mean, the forced masks, I didn't even get a chance to talk about it. We have a great meme, by the way, at USA, MaydayUSA.org. It says, it's not about the mask. It is all about the ask. We don't care if people wear masks. You want to wear masks? Do whatever you want. The minute you use the force of government to force people to wear a mask, we're in entirely new territory. I'm going to have to keep you with me until the end of the show, because I'm doing my wrap-up. I'm just getting revved up. So, Susan, tell us final thoughts, and how can we help you?
I absolutely agree with everything you said there. This is exactly what the Second Amendment was for, the First Amendment, free speech, rather, because this man was able to say what he thought, and everybody could see what he thought. It's no mistake. This is what they intend for every state in the union.
Yes,
the best
they
way to
do.
Help me is to go to my Facebook page and go to the city I'm in and start to let those officials know that the health department, the governor, let them know your thoughts. That's the best way to help.
And that's beautiful, Susan. Tell us your Facebook page. How can we can reach you on your Facebook page?
You can find us at 88drivein.com, and that's 2 8s. Most drive-ins are named after the street that they're on, and we're off of 88th Avenue. So it's 88 Drive-In, and you'll find us there.
What did you say, 2 M's? 2 N's?
No, 2 8s. 88.
Oh, 2 8s. 88 Drive-In, and you have a website and a Facebook page, right?
Yeah, we're 88drivein.net, yes.
Very good. Thank you so much for joining us. I only have a minute because I love talking to you, and I do have a tendency to go on, don't I? That must be the reason I'm a talk show host. Susan Kochevar, thank you so much for joining us. Go to Colorado Citizen Press. Go to MaydayUSA.org and grab yourself that meme. It's not about the mask. It's all about the ask. And thank you to Doug, my producer, to BBS Radio. And to HW, the multi-talented guy with an IQ greater than that of a small soap dish, Chuck Bonnewell and Julie Hayden will be filling in for me on Spouting Off next week while I take a couple of days to go into South Dakota, a place that loves liberty, so I can celebrate my wedding anniversary. Thank you so much, and tune in next week when there will be so much more to talk about and spout off about here on Spouting Off.